Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav. Welcome to yet another episode of Business and Finance Exclusive with me, only on HW News. This shocking and audacious story of ILFS has hit the national headlines. It is a complicated and complex tale of corporate deceit. The truth, that is, whether it was a bona fide corporate failure or a malefied fraud and misfeasance that was hidden for many years, is yet to come out in the open. To us, the truth lies in the answer to just one question. Why was the main company ILFS not made to go public with an IPO when it was in such a dire and desperate need for capital? The truth to us lies in the answer to this sheer common sense question. Let us examine this story of a giant corporate misrepresentation and misfeasance that involves over rupees 1 lakh crores of public money. ILFS is a tale of utter mismanagement by a bunch of highly paid, delinquent, negligent and perhaps fraudulent directors, supported by their coterie of equally guilty, independent, yes-men directors and the auditors, who could have stopped this gross mismanagement and malpractice many years ago, but they chose not to. Their collective negligence and misconduct have destabilized our national stock market, money market, bond market and capital markets. And it threatens a redemption run on our mutual funds by the general investing public. ILFS was mismanaged right since its formation in 1987 by a very well-connected, powerful and cunning clique of directors who ran it with a closed and tight fist. They cleverly engaged top-ranking bureaucrats and bankers such as Jerry Rao, Michael Pinto, R.C. Bhargav and S.B. Mathur as their independent directors to head their audit, accounts, risk and remuneration committees to build an aura of credibility. They also very smartly and consciously cultivated the false image that ILFS was a government entity, which it was not. And they did this only to entice loans from banks, mutual funds, pension funds, etc. With such misrepresentation, they gathered and collected loans of over rupees 1 lakh crores, which were shockingly invested in very unrelated businesses, such as computerizing land records in Philippines and managing border checkposts in Madhya Pradesh, and even in the CSK franchisee of IPL. The ILFS management then craftily and consciously hid its rotten financial reality in a complex web of 169 subsidiaries, many of which were overseas, to obtain the highest credit rating of AAA. So when did the financial troubles for ILFS begin? They actually began early in 2012 itself. But with the active connivance of the auditors and independent directors, it concealed its reality right up to July 2018, when it was given the highest credit rating of AAA, though it was actually a junk case by then. It was all projected to be hunky-dory, which it was not. That is when its CEO, chairman of 30 years, the low-profile and powerful Ravi Parthasarathy, quit. He quit citing health ground reasons and scooted away to London and is not yet back. To us, his London trip takes him in the august company of the likes of Vijay Mallya and Nirav Modi, and he is not likely to return to India. It was in June 2018 that ITNL, a debt-loaded subsidiary of ILFS, defaulted on the repayment of a loan of 1,000 crores to SIDBI. It was the start of big payment defaults by ILFS, which continue. Its key shareholders, LIC, ORIX of Japan, State Bank of India and HDFC, were unwilling to bail it out. And in our opinion, it was clear that the financial statements of ILFS were totally manipulated and fraudulent. With its kingpin Ravi Parthasarathy not in India, there was no one to face authorities and agencies and answer questions. Its highly paid top executives started deserting the sinking ship. In the meanwhile, the Reserve Bank of India started a special audit of ILFS, and so did the Ministry of Corporate Affairs start an inspection of its books of accounts and records. The rot and fraud of ILFS was evident, and its collapse was imminent unless there was a change in management. Let us remind you that IL&FS being a systematically important NBFC, its collapse would have destabilized the entire banking, mutual fund and NBFC industry of India, and that needed to be prevented at any cost. It was soon clear to the authorities that IL&FS was a mega case of fraudulent misrepresentation and malpractices. Its books of accounts were manipulated to show a rosy picture, which was false, and it was a giant case of misfeasance and misrepresentation, negligent default and siphoning of funds with a very mischievous intent. It was found that there were huge cash flow mismatches in IL&FS. There was a huge gap between its assets and liabilities, and that it had camouflaged its credit rating and had paid huge dividend by showing a positive picture, which was utterly false. The reality of IL&FS was found to be hidden in a complicated maze of domestic and overseas subsidiaries, and there was conscious mismanagement and misrepresentation. It was clear that till the management of IL&FS was not dismissed, together with the complicit independent directors who had been mute and silent participants in this mega corporate misconduct, the markets will not stabilize and the contagion will spread. Now, since there was a reliable confirmation that IL&FS had deliberately concealed its true state of affairs and was an entity where misrepresentation, malpractices, misfeasance had been perpetrated with a very clear connivance of its independent directors, auditors and rating agencies, the government swung into decisive action. It moved the NCLT and sacked and superseded the entire board of directors of IL&FS. A six-member new board of directors was appointed to take charge of the company. It consists of Uday Kotak and the former LIC chairman, G.N. Bajpayee. The government moved an application against all the present and previous directors of IL&FS, including the independent directors, since they had failed in their fiduciary duties, alleging that they were aware of the precarious position, but they took no action. The newly appointed board has to come up with its own assessment about IL&FS within a fortnight, about the financial position, liquidity, short-term debt, immediate dues, sale of assets and the restructuring of its debt, and to find buyers for its various subsidiaries. The SFIO too swung into immediate action to investigate the charges of financial irregularities, misfeasance, misrepresentation and fraud. It raided the offices of IL&FS, seized the records, documents and computers and started questioning its top officials. SFIO also started questioning the rating agencies who very strangely and mysteriously gave a AAA rating to IL&FS right up to July 2018, and suddenly after the defaults began, it collapsed it to a junk rating, which it always was. SFIO is questioning the auditors of IL&FS, its independent directors, rating agencies and its top officials. The government has already issued lookout notices for Harishankaran, Anup Kumar Saha, Ramesh Bawa and K. Ramchand, the top executives of IL&FS. Ravi Parthasarathy, the kingpin, is in London on the excuse of medical treatment, and to us it looks that he is unlikely to return to India. These men were privy to all the inner working of IL&FS and are the de facto players in this giant story of fraud and mismanagement. The government has rightly called them parasites on public funds. The real blame for this crisis lies on the independent directors and nominees of the shareholders like LIC, Oryx, etc., who have colluded to such a giant mismanagement by being silent spectators to the misdeeds of its highly paid top executives. It is they who chose inaction and aided the compromise of corporate governance and financial integrity of IL&FS and its accounts and disclosures, and it is they who need to be punished and held guilty. They were certainly in the know of mismanagement and malpractice at IL&FS. After all, they headed all the important committees of the board of directors, which included the audit and accounts committee, the risk committee and the remuneration committee, which decided the remuneration to these persons. The matters that show their stark negligence, the stark negligence of the independent directors, their misconduct and carelessness as directors of IL&FS are that they permitted the payment of dividend when there were no profits. They let the management show a rosy picture and a very hunky-dory situation, which was not so. they let the top managers take huge salaries. Ravi Parthasarathy was paid a salary of 20.45 crores. Hari Shankaran and Anup Kumar Saha, his two deputies, got salaries of 7 crores each, and they let them siphon away the company funds. They let it invest a sum of 167 crores in the CSK IPL franchise. They were aware of the liquidity crunch and financial mismatches and the reasons therefore, and they let the debts pile up, and they did not stop the defaults. They did not object to the manipulation of the accounts of IL&FS and all the serious financial and corporate deficiencies that were noted. In the brief inspection of records by MCA and the Reserve Bank, it was found that the rating agencies who negligently gave a AAA rating to IL&FS till as late as July 2000 were negligent, they were not vigilant, and they need to be severely punished for their lack of vigilance, accountability and utter carelessness. It was on the basis of these ratings that IL&FS raised its loans of 1 lakh crores. The rating agencies deserve the most harsh punishment for their own malpractices, and so do the auditors who very carelessly attested their signatures to the false balance sheets of IL&FS for all these years. The markets will stabilize due to the new directors taking charge at IL&FS. They will formulate a credible revival plan due to which the lenders will give more money for repayment of loans by IL&FS. The rights issue of IL&FS, which was not being subscribed, will also get subscribed by the shareholders, and they will be willing to provide financial support to prevent further payment defaults, and it will help to stabilize the markets. That gets us to the million-dollar question. The main focus of today's episode is, why did IL&FS not come out with an IPO when it desperately needed funds? The fact is that IL&FS had a AAA rating. It could have easily come out with an IPO and raised thousands of crores of money from the public, and that would have helped to stabilize its financial position. But then, when you make an IPO, your financial statements come out in the open. Your financial statements get subjected to public scrutiny. Your financial statements cannot conceal the kind of fraud and misrepresentation that you may have done, which is what was done by the top management of IL&FS. The cat would have been out of the bag if an IPO was made. And so, even though a lot of consultants are said to advise Ravi Parthasarathy to make an IPO, he consistently refused to make an IPO because their entire story of malpractices, fraud and misrepresentation would have come out in the open. And that to us is the answer, that it was not a case of some innocent default that took place. It was a case of conscious misrepresentation, fraud, manipulation of books of accounts, criminal breach of duty and misuse of funds of public money. Because if everything was innocent, Ravi Parthasarathy and gang and the independent directors of IL&FS would have come out with a public issue, and they did not come out with a public issue. They had to conceal all the nonsense that they created till it was too difficult to manage. Let the agency decide what kind of an action needs to be taken against them. But to us, the prime action needs to be taken against Ravi Parthasarathy, Hari Shankaran, Ramesh Bawa, Anup Kumar Saha, who were the directors in charge of the affairs, but also against the independent directors who headed all the accounts committees, all the audit committees which approved these fraudulent financial statements and who approved payment of such huge remuneration to these directors. No wonder the government now calls them parasites on public funds. Let's see what the agencies decide. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.